All right, now to our Oregon-Michigan Trundle Thunder. Got a couple numbers here for you.
Let's thunder away.
Well, look, much like last week, I don't think many people are worried about this game.
You know, which is weird because it's...
I know.
It's at Michigan.
Yeah. And think about just like maybe what, a month and a half ago, what we were saying? We're like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because Michigan beat... who'd they beat? They beat...
Beat USC.
USC. And we thought that was a really nice win at the time.
Yeah.
Now we're like,
Then we see Michigan who just... I mean, they've been through three quarterbacks. One had to retire. One of them is just a stiff. And the other one can't throw. It's like... And I think they're back to the first guy. I think they're back to Warren, who was the original starter who sucks. So
Davis Warren.
Yeah.
And then the other guy runs Orgy.
Yeah, Orgy. Who I still can't believe at one point, someone told me that was the number one high school recruit in the country. That Alex
Orgy.
Wow,
I didn't realize that.
At quarterback?
At quarterback. And then, like, you watch that kid play and you're like, what? I mean, no offense to him. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. He's a great athlete, but my God. I don't know if I've ever seen someone throw the ball worse.
Look, I would say that this game probably shouldn't be taken as lightly as last week.
Yeah.
Because Michigan just overall has better talent than Illinois.
Yeah, and they have good
and
defense.
This game's on the road. Yeah. So their defensive line, this is going to be a good test for Oregon's offensive front.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not that Michigan can't win. I just don't know how... I don't know how they score enough to win, but you never know. I mean, you get a couple turnovers, a couple short fields,
Well,
special teams plays.
Michigan is going to try to play the game one way and one way only.
Well, yeah.
It's the only way they can. It's going to be like the old Stanford. Which
Same way Illinois tried to play
last
week.
You're going to try to limit this game to, you know, five possessions a half and try to come up with a turnover and then just run the ball, maybe a trick play, maybe a special teams play, and just try to drag them into deep water. If Michigan wins this game, they need it to be won 21-17. They need it 19-17.
Yeah. It's the only way to win. But the whole world knows that, and they've known that for years about Michigan, and yet they've won a lot of damn games.
Yeah, they have.
So tread lightly on this, but the spread is like 16.5.
Yeah.
So
Oregon's balanced.
They are.
And
they're tough. I mean, I don't think anybody's really worried.
Certainly,
and it's a weird spot.
Certainly doesn't seem that way.
Isn't it a weird place to be that Oregon's number one, they're going to Michigan, and it's like, whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's kind of strange.
How far they've come. Michigan is a double-digit home dog. For the fourth time since 1990, the other three were all against Ohio State, and Michigan lost by double digits all three times. So this doesn't happen often.
No, but when it does.
But when it does, they're down. There's a reason they're double-digit dog, and they don't rise up.
Well, you think about it, right? They've already lost three times. They should have lost four. Still can't believe USC, beat them. They just... You know, and then the win against Minnesota was a field goal win. It's not a very good Michigan team right now. They lost all that to the NFL. They lost their head coach, and they just don't have an offense to speak of. So this is one of those games where it's Michigan, and you have to respect it because you know overall there's talent there, and it's a tough environment to play, and there's uniforms, and it's the name on the helmet. But if you took that off and you just stripped away and you played black versus white jerseys, right? And you watched Michigan play, there would be nothing about Michigan that would particularly scare you about this football game.
Well, we were talking about this earlier in the week, but the Big Ten, while I think top to bottom tougher than the Pac-12, these teams like Michigan, Iowa to some extent, Illinois certainly last week, these teams that don't have high-powered offenses, that just, have good cultures and big boys up front and what's the old saying? 3 yards in a cloud of dust or something?
Yep.
They're not teams that you feel real worried about being upset by.
Yeah.
Whereas the old Pac-12, it's odd because I think the Big Ten is better than the Pac-12.
Yeah.
All the Pac-12 teams are struggling outside of Oregon.
Yep.
In new leagues. But, not Washington State. Oregon and Washington State, but eight of the 12. Yeah, so if you say Colorado, Arizona State, Oregon, Washington State, the other eight, I mean, what's going on?
Not a whole lot.
So they've left the Pac-12 and they're not having a lot of success. Now Oregon's built different, and they're just that talented. But it's almost like they would be more upset prone in the Pac-12 because in the Pac-12,
score,
there's at least high-powered offenses. Yeah. These teams, like just on paper, the Michigans and the Iowas and these teams that are built this way, they don't scare you any more than the bottom feeders of the Pac-12 because they just have no offense.
Yeah.
But if you played USC, you know you're better than USC. Mm-hmm. But you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it kind of scares
USC
you.
USC could score. They got a pretty good quarterback, you know.
Around.
So well, and there's something about the Big Ten that just, the way Oregon is built this year, they're not going to stumble against these teams like this.
Because no, I don't think they're going to get pushed around. Because look, Michigan still has two really good backs in Mullins and Edwards. They have an NFL tight end in Loveland, but you don't have anyone that can get you the ball, and you can play an 8-man front. You just can. And you've got good corners if you're Oregon. So play man on the outside and dare. I mean, dare someone to throw the ball against you at Michigan. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Graham's good. Who is it? Josiah Stewart, their edge rusher. Will Johnson, who's an NFL corner, although he's kind of had an up and down year. So like there's good players over there, but it feels like there's good players in spots, and it feels like Oregon just has good players and depth across the board. And we know in no matter what realm of football you're playing, when you don't have a quarterback, it's hard to win and it's hard to be consistent. And as long as Dylan Gabriel's back there, I just, against teams like this, like you said, it just doesn't scare
me. Trust
them. Yeah.
All right. I've got more Trundle Thunder. You know, Dan Lanning's got some pretty good road numbers. I don't know if you know that.
No, I have not paid attention to the road numbers.
Why not? You're a sports guy.
It's only been a year.
Come on, man.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
He's going to cook on people's grills.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
This is year three, bro.
Well, he hasn't lost many games, so I think he has probably good numbers across the board. Yeah,
five losses.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have good numbers against Washington.
That's true.
Tell you that, bro.
That's a valid point.
Three of those five against the UW, my UW dogs.
That's right. They cooked on his grill and their own.
Three times.
Yeah.
They cooked on all the grills.
They did. They've cooked everywhere. They hibachied it, is what
they're eating the dogs.
Something tells me that won't be the case in a couple of weeks.
More on this next on The Fan.